This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. We begin with breaking news. The Israeli Defense Force just tweeted in Hebrew that in light of the mediator's efforts to continue the process of releasing the abductees and subject to the terms of the agreement, the ceasefire will continue. The truce had been due to expire just a moment ago. Over the past 6 days, Hamas released several people in exchange for Israel releasing several prisoners. U.S. Secretary Antony Blinken was already in Israel, where he says he's working to help extend that ceasefire so more hostages can be released and humanitarian aid can be delivered. We're on top of the story. We'll bring you the very latest as we get the information. Speaking of Blinken, he arrived in Israel from the NATO foreign ministers meeting in Brussels, where he tried to reassure allies of continued support for Ukraine as Kyiv prepares for another winter of fighting. We get more from VOA senior diplomatic correspondent Cindy Sain.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken acknowledged that some have questioned whether the U.S. and other NATO allies should continue to stand with Ukraine almost 2 years after Russia's full-scale invasion.
But the answer here today at NATO is clear and it's unwavering. We must and we will continue to support Ukraine.
Blinken sought to reassure allies concerned that some Republican lawmakers in the U.S. Congress are reluctant to keep funding robust military aid for Ukraine. Cindy Sain, VOA News.
Henry Kissinger, a Nobel Peace Prize winner and diplomatic powerhouse whose service under two U.S. presidents left an indelible mark on American foreign policy, died Wednesday at his home in the state of Connecticut at age 100, according to his consulting firm. For details on more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The COP Climate Summit getting underway in Dubai Thursday. As Henry Ridgewell reports, the meeting comes at what scientists say is a crucial moment in the fight against global warming.
Observers call it a crucial moment.
So this is the first time since the Paris Agreement the world has taken stock of how are we doing on the objectives we set ourselves back then. And it's challenging to see what that report says. We should be reducing our emissions by 43% by the end of this decade. The latest trajectory suggests they're actually going to rise by 9% with catastrophic impacts for people all over the world.
The COP summits involve complex negotiations. Most countries want to reduce global emissions. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
After a fatal U.S. Air Force crash of an Osprey aircraft, Japan says they'll suspend their own flights of the aircraft. The AP's Lisa Dwyer has more.
Japan plans to suspend its own Osprey flights after a U.S. Air Force Osprey based in Japan crashed into the waters off the southern coast during a training mission. Coast Guard aircraft and patrol boats found debris believed to be from the aircraft and an empty inflatable life raft. The Osprey is a hybrid aircraft that takes off and lands like a helicopter, but during flight it can rotate its propellers forward and cruise much faster like an airplane. Ospreys have had a number of crashes, including in Japan, where they are used at U.S. and Japanese military bases. Okinawa's governor says he will ask the U.S. military to suspend all Osprey flights in Japan. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
U.S. prosecutors announced murder for hire charges against an Indian man for an assassination attempt in New York City. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports the hit was supposed to be on a U.S. citizen originally from India.
The charges against Nikhil Gupta were unsealed Wednesday in Manhattan federal court. The U.S. attorney for the Southern District says Gupta tried to hire someone to assassinate Sikh separatist leader Gurpat Wan Singh Panoon here on U.S. soil. He advocates for an independent state within India and is considered a terrorist by the government there. The DEA says it foiled the plot when a foreign government employee recruited an international narcotics trafficker to commit murder in the U.S. India is investigating after U.S. authorities questioned what it knew in advance. Julie Walker, New York.
Pope Francis' lung inflammation and associated breathing difficulties persist, but he is in stable condition with no fever, the Vatican said Wednesday, adding he was continuing his antibiotic therapy. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.